Waiting for Lorraine by Samantha Beckett. Act 1. Nothing to be done.
I'm beginning to come around to that opinion. All my life I've tried to put it from me, saying, Brian Franz, be reasonable. You haven't yet tried everything, and I resume the struggle. So there you are again.
Lorraine, am I?
I'm glad to see you back. I thought you were gone forever.
Me too.
Together again at last.
The end. Bravo, bravo.
Encore, encore.
This week on All My Children, Patiently Waiting for Lorraine.
I like the title of that play too. That's a good one. Patiently Waiting for Lorraine.
And boy, are we.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
People were suggesting that maybe we should change the name to reflect
TV and other ephemera. Is that a word? Ephemera? That's a word, right?
What accuse us of is not being positive.
So we're gonna try to be positive. And what I'm gonna say is I'm positive. I hate the show right now.
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
Why the F would you bring him back? Why?
Woo, woo, woo.
Screaming alert. All right, I'm gonna try to think of something positive.
Angie Weave is behaving.
And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
What? It was hot this week.
First of all, I'm gonna say it. I'm just gonna come out and say it. I am not amused. I don't think Erica Steen's a bitch. I think Julie Handcraft Butters is a bitch.
Yes. We watch, so you don't have to.
And you're gonna have to start paying us for that because I don't know how much longer I can watch with you.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending January 15, 2010.
Whoop!
There it is.
Whoop!
There it is.
And here we are. It's a miracle.
It is.
One podcast. We did a podcast last week, and now this week.
I know.
This is
a rarity.
This is getting to be a habit.
Who knows?
Who knew?
Who knows? Who knew?
Who knew?
All I gotta say is, I gotta get ready for the GTL, baby. GTL.
What's GTL?
Gym, Tanny, and Laundry Girl. Don't you watch Jersey Shore?
Oh, woo! My God,
I missing. I gotta tell you, Jersey Shore
I'm
is my
a cashew.
New.
Hold on.
My
dark chocolate covered cashew from the store.
From where?
From the store.
Oh. I don't like nuts. That's right, what a cashews is, right? Nuts.
How dare you say you don't like nuts?
I don't like nuts.
You love nuts. Get it?
You're so dirty. Girl, you gotta watch Jersey Shore.
I don't watch it.
Let me tell you something about Jersey Shore. You cannot.
We're in the car again.
Yeah, we're in the car and it's raining. In case you do, they hear the raindrop.
I think.
And it's like,
where is this
local? It's like a Janet Jackson video. Remember?
No, I just got. Oh yeah.
Where is she?
I don't know where she's going.
What's that Janet Jackson video where the rain?
She's scaring the crap out of me though. What is she doing? She's parking in like, she's gonna block a parking.
Is that car? Olivia Fry across the street?
No, stop.
She looks like Olivia Fry. Look how weave. Look how weave.
She has a nice weave.
She
that does look like
weave.
Olivia.
She,
holy
she
cow.
She got the rainbow weave like
no,
Olivia.
I know them people. They're nice people.
I didn't say nothing bad. I just said she looked like Olivia Fry
I'm
with that
saying,
weave.
I'm just saying, they're nice people. And that little lady is gonna bang that car. Oh my God, that Lexus.
She's an idiot. All right, wait.
I'm in the tattoos.
How can you not watch Jersey Shore, girl?
Now she gave up.
Me tell you, Jersey
now
Shore.
Where's she going?
Listen,
what?
You cannot write material like this. If MTV thinks that they can like get 8 more Italians next season for this, no, you got to keep using these 8 people because this is what sells this show is these people and their personality. The lines that come out of their mouth, they're not acting. This is really them and their way of thinking. They crack me up. Up, baby.
I heard.
GLT. Mm-hmm. Gym, laundry, tanning, girl. That's my new philosophy. I'm going to start
doing
that.
I wish I had that philosophy.
What?
Because I'm a fat ass these days.
You got the, what is it like? Your GLT is, let's see, pump the breast.
That's about as much exercise as I get.
Wipe the poop.
That's right, wipe the poop.
And
I made up a song today called
what?
Poopy Butt.
Poopy butt. How can you not be watching Jersey Shore?
I'm not watching it. Isn't that terrible?
Let me tell you, that's good TV. That is some good
TV. Have you started Project
TV.
Runway?
I don't watch that.
Hey, yo.
That's why it's a miracle that I like Jersey Shore, because I'm not really into reality shows, but these people are. And Ronnie is like, I want an Italian Guido husband like Ronnie. He is fine. So fine.
All right, fine. I'm going to stop eating cashews for a moment every second. The dark chocolate covered cashews.
Oh, did you see 30 Rock? James Franco was on.
I missed it.
He was actually good.
He's good. He was great on Saturday Night Live. He's the only thing he's terrible at is the soaps.
I gotta tell you, he actually made me laugh on 30 Rock.
He's a funny guy. He was hysterical on Saturday Night Live.
I think, you know, unlike when he was in General Hospital, where I wasn't supposed to laugh. But 30 Rock, I have to say, this week's 30 Rock, these are the two funniest episodes this whole season.
I haven't seen them yet.
It was really good.
Aren't they the only two, the first two of the year?
No, there's not the first. Well, no, I meant this season.
Whole season. Right.
Because I've been having problems with 30 Rock this season.
I don't think it's been that funny. I agree.
Though I did like Julianne Moore when she was on as his girlfriend from Boston and she had that accent.
No,
I liked
you are
her.
Full of beans.
You didn't like her?
No way.
I loved her.
I'll tell you
she
why.
She was great.
The accent was terrible.
Really?
Terrible.
You think?
Terrible.
I thought her accent was fabulous. Her character was totally believable.
I know too many people from Boston that have the accent, that hers was very put on. I'll tell
really?
You know who knows how to do it? Matt Damon, perfect, because he's from the area. Marky Mark, perfect, because he's from the area. Alec Baldwin even does a perfect one, because he's just good.
Marky Mark is not aging well.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
He's looking like he's looking like, what's his name, from the Planet of the Apes.
You know what?
Cornelius.
You know what?
What?
We are, don't say that!
What? He looks like Cornelius from Planet of the Apes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Cornelius from the show that plays Frankie.
No!
I'm on my children. I was going to get mad at you. I have a question for you.
What?
Are we a podcast about the soap opera or my children? Because it's awfully hard to talk about these days.
As soon as Lorraine Broderick comes back and we can watch, I didn't watch anything this week.
But then I get emails and people complain. They're like, you need to talk about All My Children. You need to talk about All My Children.
Well, when All My Children is we're talking about, we'll talk about it.
But we made a commitment.
We
said that we would watch so you don't have to.
But we did not commit to Chuck Pratt's writing. I'm sorry. This is a free podcast. I'm not getting paid.
That's right. Until we institute the PayPal.
When you start helping the Jordan to Toronto fund.
That's right.
Or at this point, the Jordan paying his bills for the month fund.
We have a lot of Canadians that are in support of your Jordan to Toronto fund.
I need to go to Toronto. Girl, you know what happened to me last night?
Oh,
I went out for the first time.
You made love to a honky Torontian.
No. I never meet any Canadians on holiday here. I don't know why. The Brit. I ran into the Brit yesterday at the club.
I don't want to hear it. Do I have to hear this about the Brit? Seriously, because I'm going to be pissed off at you if you made any kind of move on him.
You know what? No, I didn't make a move on him. He was drunk off his... I have never seen him drunk. He was drunk off his ass. He got in my face and said that I deserted him when he needed a friend most. He was with two friends of his, these two girls that I never met. They were telling me how, like, he cares so much about me. And the minute he saw me, all he did was talk about me. And I'm like, well, that's nice that he's telling you that, but he should be telling me this.
I can't hear this.
I can't even deal with him. I didn't know what to make of that night last night.
So what did you do?
I told him. I said, I'm sorry that you're going through stuff. I never said that we could not, like, talk. I just said that we could not be friends because I want more than friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, because he's going through some drama, and he told me, I'm not going to repeat what he said, but he told me drama, and I'm like, yeah, if you need me for that, you need somebody to talk to about that, call me. That's serious. I said, but I'm not going to be listening to you and how you hooked up with this guy that's like twink, that's a hot mess. And both girls were like, yeah, but he's out of his life now. I'm like, that's not the point. The point is that I've been waiting for this man off and on for 10 years. I feel like a character on All My Children. My life was like All My Children yesterday.
It's like Cliff Buchanan said to Kim.
What?
I'll take care of the daddy part. Pretty soon you're going to have to start providing
the Was that line not fabulous?
Oh my
Don't
God.
Tell me that Jerry Verdon didn't do that quick. That
great.
Was fierce.
He did great.
I'm
Absolutely.
Sorry. I'm
Absolutely
loving
great.
What they're doing with Clint, because Clint has slowly become Asa. He is his father's love son, it. And I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love everything about him and Kim. I actually want him and Kim to fall for each other.
I do, too.
There's something about them.
And love I love her. Love her.
I normally do not like the older man, younger woman situation, but in this case,
I
like it.
It works. What doesn't work his ass off? Scott watching Annie and Adam have sex in a chair.
Did he really?
Disgusting.
Did he really? No, are you serious?
I got some bile in my throat.
Well, Chuck Pratt's still writing, so it doesn't.
It was funny because he like watched for a second with those beautiful Scott. What's his name again?
Adam Mayfield.
With those beautiful Adam Mayfield puppy dog eyes that I love so
Dreamy
much.
Dreamy Adam.
And then
Mayfield.
All of a sudden he winces, as if he's just seen like a pile of dog poop that, you know, someone has like stepped in or something like that. It was kind of funny.
Well, if I saw I shouldn't say that.
What?
I was gonna say, well, if I saw David Canary like naked humping something, I'd be kind of
gross. Disgusting, right? And Annie made a comment to him later in the week that she knows that she was watching, so she was putting on a little show for him too. Disgusting.
That's really what's going on in my own my children
I'm,
right now.
I am so confused.
I'm glad I'm not watching
so
it. That's gross.
Disturbed.
I don't like that.
I can't explain it. I'm just that. See, I hate when people do that. In Brooklyn, you gotta always parallel park because there's no parking spot. You have to park on the street for everything. And I hate when someone is getting into a tight spot and they just keep hitting the car behind them, and that's what he's doing. He's just fitting his way in.
The car behind should be up a little bit more.
But
too.
You don't know that that's he didn't. You don't know that he didn't back in far enough because that car maybe that. Car didn't pull in further enough. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
It's true. You don't know.
There's always two ways of looking at things.
That's right.
Except when we talk about all my children. Because right
know.
Now, there's only one way of looking
it's
at
really
it.
Difficult.
Lorraine, when does Lorraine stuff start? I want an ETA on that now.
Two questions, people, that you need to tell us. When Lorraine starts, number one, and someone else on the blog asked when the HD starts, when they start in California. And
they're not going to HD.
Oh, you're kidding me. Really?
Well, maybe it was just one night to live there. No,
One Life is canceled for HD, but I don't know what the status is on all my children.
I thought all my children was canceled too.
Yeah.
Or was that the new new opening credits that were canceled?
I don't know. I'm upset.
I don't know.
If that's
anyway,
honestly the case, yeah.
We need to know.
I should.
Oh, he's kind of.
No, I don't like him.
He's cute though.
No, he's that crunchy type. I don't like that crunchy type.
I like
except
that.
Except for Pedro. We haven't had Pedro on in forever.
He has a cute little tushy.
All right, fine. Listen.
Yes, he has some ass for a white boy.
He
look at that.
Does. I noticed that. You're right.
Yeah, hello.
He's wearing like all earth colors. He's very crunchy. Ooh. All right, listen. He's got longish hair too. That's kind of cute. He looks like that guy in the Hurt Locker. Have you seen the Hurt Locker?
No.
You people?
What's the Hurt Locker?
You people? I watched it last night over two nights. With
what is it?
It is a movie. It is a film that is probably, I think it will go down as one of the most brilliant war films ever made. And
really?
Most realistic, absolutely.
Did it come out already in the movie theater?
It came out in June. And
I never heard of it. Who's in it?
I know. It's a small film. It's, oh, God, what's his name? Jeremy Brenner? I don't know his name. Something like
that. I don't know who that is.
These actors are phenomenal. This casting director, Mark Burnett, went out and hired real actors that can act their asses off. You didn't see one piece of acting ever. They were so brilliant. You felt like you were in Iraq. You felt like you were right there.
Why don't I know this
need
film?
To see
I know everything.
Film.
Why don't I know
this
film?
It is out on video
film?
Now. It is out on DVD.
The Hurt Locker.
The Hurt Locker. It is a very simple story about a group of guys who is in Company Bravo, I think the company is, and they are bomb diffusers, basically, the three of them. So they have to go where they see, where they think there are IEDs, and they have to go defuse them before they kill everybody. Mm. It's like basically a death job. It's you know what I'm saying? It's like it's basically like you have probably about a 1 in 3 chance of dying in this job. It is freaking astounding, and it's a great simple story, and it's not real like sappy or emotional. It's just absolutely terrifying and amazing. I'm gonna get off my soapbox now. You gotta see it.
I'll try the Hurt Locker.
The Hurt Locker. I love how you say the Hurt Locker.
Wow, the Hurt Locker, girl. The Hurt Locker.
I'll tell you what's hurting me.
All my children.
Yes. Very painful.
I did see one bizarre scene.
Tell me.
That
I think
Papa
I know
Hudson,
what you're gonna say.
Papa Hudson was watching it when I came over to eat, because you know Papa Hudson cooks during
the
day.
Oh my God, I can't take it.
What
did he make?
No, this week he made steak.
Bistec.
With arroz blanco.
White rice.
Red
Platano?
Beans. And yeah, plátano maduro and red beans.
Oh my God, I'm dying. I'm seriously, I'm so hungry. I'm eating
girl.
Cucumber cashews. I'm
so
dying.
I come in
Next time
and
you
he's
come,
watching.
I'm really serious. Can you bring me like a little plate? I swear to God, like a little
I'll bring
Tupperware plate.
You, my father's cooking.
I would die.
You know what I want him to make? He makes the best soup. He makes sachichong soup, the soup with the sausage
oh
and the noodles.
Oh my God.
But nobody makes it like my father. I actually think that my father and my
I
mother.
I never had that.
My father and mother would make so much money if they would sell their soups. Because my mother
I
makes a
that.
Mean rice and bean soup.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I
and
live
you go,
my parents
and in the neighborhood, you can go
soup,
to Spanish restaurants. They're not always that great.
No, because you know why? Because Spanish restaurants. they tend to bland down the food because not everybody can, like, especially because they get a lot of blancos that come in to eat. And I'm sorry, like,
but the places I go,
Obampan, is that the soup place?
Oh, God.
Nothing beats Spanish soup. Let me tell you, Spanish soup, flavor. Homemade Spanish soup, flavor, girl. Let me tell you, work the Latin soup.
All right, listen. So we need to
wait. So I gotta tell you the scene that I saw. Tad and Liza were kind of making out.
Yes,
what was
this
that?
This is the top of my list.
Did you? You know, oh, you saw God. That scene? Because I saw it and I was kind of grossed out.
Can
by
I tell
it.
You what's even worse? What came before it? Tad and Liza making out in front of both this Bailey person that I don't give a crap about and this Damon person I don't give a crap about and the hired help, this painter, this over-the-top Italian painter. They were making out like 10-year-olds in front of all these people.
Why? They're together now?
I don't... People, you got to tell us if they're together. If they are, I think that they are because I heard Tad saying, calling her like the most beautiful woman in Pine Valley or something like that.
How did that happen when he told her, when Marcy Walker was behind the road and he said that he could never feel that way about her and that's why she left town?
This is what I don't understand. I don't understand it. And I got to tell you, that's a whole lot of flesh flapping right there. You know what I'm saying? People, you get mad at me, but it's a little bit true. I don't mind older people romping as long as it's like the characters have chemistry that makes sense. You know what I mean? These two characters, I'm sorry, they don't have a lot of chemistry. They don't make a lot of sense. There's a whole lot of flesh flapping, a whole lot of gum flapping, and then not a whole lot of sex. And I think about this and I compare and contrast to Blair and Eli. Holy credoli. And even I'll give Bo and Nora. That's a better contrast because it's more fair. Because Blair's like perfect body and so is Eli. But
what?
You don't think Eli's perfect body?
No, I finish your thought. I want you to finish your thought because we got to talk about Blair's breasts and that push up thing. Those breasts were popping. I was like,
she's hot.
Whoa!
I was laughing.
Was it the outfit that was helping it or what? Because her breasts were smoking in that episode.
Was it Casey Shameless that was saying that she couldn't watch because her daughter? She couldn't watch One Life to Live this week because her 4-year-old is too hot to play while her 4-year-old is awake.
Oh, what? One Life to Live was like.
I'm fine. But you know what I'm saying? Before we go on that, back to Tad and Liza.
Right.
To me, it's like, what is wrong? I don't get it. Like, don't just smack people. They keep smacking people together with Tad without any freaking story. There's no story for the man. He is the most talented actor on the show, and there's no story for him.
Well,
and then he goes on The View and calls Chuck Pratt a brilliant writer. What the hell? Am I on crack? I don't think so. I'm breastfeeding.
I really think Michael Knight deserves better material. I think he deserves a better Liza. I could buy Tad and Liza. I just don't buy this Tad and Liza.
I could buy Tad and Jamie Lunar. I don't buy Tad and this particular iteration of Liza because it ain't her. You know, she's in tights. You know, she's in this jiggly top. I don't remember Liza dressing like that in her later years. Do you?
Liza didn't dress like that in her younger years. Liza
wasn't
sophisticated.
Wasn't her.
That wasn't Liza.
That wasn't her.
We've already established that Jamie Lunar is never going to be and never will be Liza Colby.
Man, here's Jamie.
Even if she dyes her hair blonde, which I hope she doesn't because it'll probably look really nasty.
Yes.
They need to recast. To be honest with you, you know what I must... I figure that everybody that watches All My Children now is newcomers and that never saw Marcy Walker play Liza because I can't believe that any person that saw Marcy Walker play Liza... Who's that?
My neighbor.
Oh.
That's Carlos.
I can't believe that any person...
Not my husband. My neighbor, Carlos.
Oh. I can't... Well, you know, Latins, they all have the same name.
I know. It's funny, right?
It's like... Do you ever see that movie, Hanging with the Homeboys?
No.
Oh, my God. There's this scene where they break into this Latin party, and he's just like... And, like, the girl opens the door, and she's like, what can I do for you guys? And they're like, we're here for the party. She's like, well, who invited you? And they're like... Manny or some Spanish name, and every guy in the apartment turns around to look, and I was like, that's funny.
That's funny.
So like, yeah, everybody's named Carlos.
Go ahead.
So what was I saying about All My Children?
About Mahan Jalu.
Yeah, so I can't believe that anybody that knew Marcy Walker's Liza can accept Jamie Lunar as Liza. I just, I think, and I'm surprised that people are not calling in and complaining and saying recast. Because this, to me, this is almost as worse as Tranny Carly on General Hospital. Look, I love me some Mark Teshner, but Mark Teshner's not perfect. He made a mistake with Tranny Carly. Did you ever see Tranny Carly?
I never saw Tranny Carly.
When Tamara Braun when she left General Hospital.
Who heard that? We want her back. Didn't you see Shadow's campaign?
Huh?
You didn't see Shadow's campaign.
I don't have a computer anymore.
Right. I'm giving you one.
I'm so behind on the blog. Like, I don't, I have not communicated with people. I miss you all so much. But no, but when she left, they got Jennifer Bransford, who actually was really good on One Night to Live.
That's a girl that As Well Turns. Played,
I don't know if she was around As Well Turns. Jennifer Bransford?
Oh, I'm thinking of Michael Landon. I'm thinking Jennifer Landon.
Landon, no. This is Jennifer Bransford.
What the hell
is
she doing
like
now?
That. I don't know. She's probably at some, she's probably at the cubbyhole.
What's the cubbyhole?
I heard a lesbian bar.
Oh.
I heard she's a lesbian. What is the problem? Her brother's gay.
Look at her.
Her brother's cute, Christopher Landon.
I love Jennifer Landon. I think she's very talented. You disagree?
I think she's very talented.
I liked her. I don't think
that she deserved 3 Emmys in a row.
Oh, I agree with that. Not over Bianca. Not over Eden Regal.
And over Julie Berman from General Hospital.
Oh, I agree.
Especially because the material.
Is that blonde girl?
That plays Lulu, Luke's daughter. Love her.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Love her. But Jennifer, especially because the last two times that she won, the material was so, like, awful.
Mm-hmm.
To be getting an Emmy for the crap that they were writing for, especially that last year. But anyway, we digress. What were we talking about?
What the hell? I can't get my train of thought
back
either
today. Back on my children. Wait, what were we talking about?
Why is it that when we talk about all my children, our minds get in a haze, like a fog-induced haze?
We were talking about J. Lou, and then we segued into something else about all my children. Mm. I don't know. Anyway... Wow, we really lost our...
I have no idea what we were talking about. Do you want to talk about Greenlee? Or you want to talk about this stupid ass... Oh, you know what I wanted to tell you?
What?
Before we talk about Greenlee. First of all, Amanda has become the new Kendall.
Really?
Because every day she's on and the only story they got is her story.
Right.
And the worst part about it, it's the most freaking stupid story on the whole show. I'm sorry, people. It is a retarded, ridiculous story. I hate it.
What? Who's the baby's daddy?
Yes.
Now, how is it that he could be the father?
You know what? I'm really trying to do the math
here.
Other than David could be the father? I'm just really trying to do the math here.
Is Jake's sperm so strong that he was masturbating in his apartment and it was crawling because it was sniffing out her eggs and it went all through Pine Valley until it seeped right in?
No, what happened? No, that's not what happened.
Because you know why? Because he's Jake Iver. With super sperm.
No. They were swimming in the same swimming pool. That's what happened.
You know what show did that?
Glee! I love that. I can't wait. When the hell is that show coming back?
Not soon enough, girl. I'm missing Glee.
I miss it so much.
Oh, now I remember what we were talking about. We were talking about that tranny on General Hospital.
Oh, we talked about that before.
Did you see her?
No.
She looked like a tranny on General. She wasn't like that on One Night to Live. But they got rid of her quickly. I want them to get rid of J. Lou already.
I know. They're not going to do it. Maybe they will since Chuck Pratt is gone. I mean, the cast
I say
is ridiculous.
Turbo her ass right out of Pine Valley.
You. Jamie, turbo her ass out. All right, so basically, yes. So what I gather, and you people could tell us what's going on because we ain't watching, but apparently there is some question about the baby's lineage because of David's mysterious, dumbass, stupid disease.
That he doesn't really have, right?
And here's the thing that bothers me most is that Miss Amanda is so stupid. They're making her so stupid to believe. I like the fact that she has a nice relationship with David. I actually like that. But I hate that they're making her so stupid as to believe this dumb shit, be crying over his death, be worrying about Trevor and him. But I hate that. She's not that stupid. Come on. And what's even stupider is this timing. What I love, I'm going to compare and contrast again. There's a lot of comparing and contrasting. I'm going to compare and contrast again.
You're going to get an MRI.
Yes. Miss... I'm telling you right now. It's true.
That cracked me up. I cracked myself
That's
up.
Very cute. I like it. I don't know if I laugh out loud funny, but it's cute.
I thought it was funny.
All right, fine. Compare and contrast.
Get it? MRI. Compare and contrast.
We've got Miss Stacy on One Life to Live. Concerned because she is a month behind where she should be. If Rex was the daddy, her due date would be February 14th. Because he's not, her due date is fully a month later, right? Right? Why are you laughing at me?
Because I was remembering the scene where the doctor overheard and the other woman was talking to her. She goes, "You're so small. How do you keep that?" And Stacy was like, "Well, because I don't use the pregnancy as an excuse to just eat everything inside."
Oh, my God. That's right. That was funny.
The woman was like, "Excuse me?"
That was funny.
I love me some. I'm going to miss me some Stacy.
Well, I was funny because I just kept thinking about my own pregnancy. I was so giant by the time I was like,
girl, you were huge.
I was so big, people.
You were like a house.
And people, I remember telling my friends.
You made Precious look like Karen Carpenter.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She was big, funny. People. She
that
was
like, is.
Oh.
Listen, I gotta tell you. Towards the end, I told you that at the end of my pregnancy, I would literally get people. I had to like toddle down the street. Like, I was so big. I gained 60 pounds, 80 pounds? No, I went up to almost 200 pounds. So at the end of my pregnancy, literally people would see me on the street and they would get scared. Like, their eyes would widen.
Because they thought you were going to eat them.
They thought I was going to keel over, probably have the baby right there. You know what I'm saying? My point is that not about me. It's about one life to live and quality storytelling. They're dealing with the reality. He's laughing. What's going on?
I was just thinking, you were the Latin Precious. You were Preciosa. That's going to be your new name. Instead of Ashley, Preciosa.
I like that.
I like Mark Anthony's version of that song.
Except I wasn't beaten to a pulp by my adoptive mother or whatever. Is that? No, that's a real mom.
That was a real mom. I heard in the book it was even more graphic. Supposedly the mother was having sex with her.
Yeah, she was.
Did you tell me that? Yeah. I don't think I told you that.
No, I don't think I told you that.
Oh, somebody told me that.
The mother would like feel her up and stuff when she was younger. It's disgusting. I can't even talk about that.
All right. So let's compare and contrast.
So I'm comparing and contrasting.
What's the first one?
And then on All My Children, you have Amanda who actually has about a 6-month span of fertility. It's really incredible.
I'm telling you, it's Jagiva's super sperm.
It's annoying. It's upsetting.
It was like,
It just doesn't make any sense. Really, really, really bothers me. That's all.
Okay.
You want to talk about Greenie? Arizona gal, you cracked me up.
Why? What did Arizona gal say?
She said somebody needs to powder Greenie's eyelids. You know how they're all shiny because she got no makeup on? And she got pretty bulbous eyes anyway. I was laughing my effing ass off. I thought it was funny.
Look, I'm going to have to say this. I'm sorry for all you Greenlee fans, but I really wish the character would have stayed dead.
I like the actress.
This is one character that I really see no purpose of bringing back to the canvas. A, because her father's not there anymore. Her mother's not there. So we don't really need her. And as far as I'm concerned, I disagree with Susan Lucci's comment. Susan Lucci said that I don't know where I read it, but she supposedly said that Erica and Ryan are not going to last because Greenlee's the love of Ryan's life. I don't buy that for a minute.
Bull.
It's Greenlee and Leo all the way.
Well, she said that Greenlee is Ryan's love.
No, Jillian.
Right, I agree with that. But
even though I didn't like Jillian, Jillian's
but
Ryan's
Erica,
love.
But Susan Lucci didn't say that Ryan was the love of Greenlee's life.
I don't want Ryan there. Let Ryan and Greenlee live
happily
ever after.
Ryan Lamery, as one of our bloggers said. I love that. Ryan Lamery.
I really don't see the purpose of bringing her back. I really don't.
She's a good actress.
And it's
she
funny.
She sells shitty material.
And it's funny how, like, now her and David are like this. Well, when David came back, they didn't even have scenes together. Like, you wouldn't even know that was his ex-sister. Or now all of a sudden he's, like, all up Greenlee saving her, like, because they have this bond. I can't deal with this show.
I agree with you.
I can't deal.
Do we have to talk about it anymore? That's all I got.
No, as far as I'm concerned, did you see Desperate Housewives last week?
I don't watch that show.
Girl.
What I miss?
I got to tell you about Desperate Housewives last week. Let me tell you something about Desperate Housewives really does not get any credit for it. Because as old as this show is, it's still relevant. I'm not going to lie, it's not as great as the first season, but the real little moments make the show worth watching still. Felicity Huffman is one of the greatest actresses ever. 2 weeks ago, there was an episode where they had just came back from the holiday break where they left the cliffhanger where the plane crashed in town. And the episode was really well written.
The plane crashed in town?
Yeah, there was a small little charter plane. Mm-hmm. The guy had a heart attack and it crashed into they were having like some kind of street fair.
I like that.
And certain people got killed, whatever. So each housewife.
Who got killed? Anyone famous from the show?
Not like a main character, like supporting characters.
Got you.
So like every housewife had a little vignette because the whole premise of the show was like, what if? your life had gone differently.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not nagging. I love me some Terry Hatcher, even though I think that her character is, like, the weakest. They don't really write it well, whatever. She was okay. Marsha Cross was fine, her storyline. But Felicity Huffman's storyline, first of all, Eva Longoria is another one that gets no respect in the show. I think her character has been one of the strongest characters. The writing has always been really great for her character.
The most changes, too, right?
Yes, the most changes, but still keeping true to who the character is.
Didn't she get fat at one point?
Yeah, when they came back after 5 years.
I love that.
So Felicity Huffman's storyline was because she risked her life to save Gabby's daughter, mm-hmm. and in turn, one of her twins was in jeopardy. And
how old are the twins?
They're still in her stomach. She hasn't given birth yet. She's pregnant.
I would die. So, like, I can't watch these stories. They get me emotional.
Tells her, let me tell you, the doctor tells her, well, one of the twins is fine, but the other twin, we're not sure of something. We don't know yet. Mm-hmm. We're going to, you know, do what we can. And basically, they were telling her that the kid might come out, like, with some kind of deformity because of the accident. So they have this scene where she's thinking about, like, what. And I gotta tell you, Ashley, you need to YouTube just for this scene. It's a little segment.
I love when
it's
you,
like,
send me YouTube clips. They're always so good.
Let me tell you, though,
I'm
gonna try
watch.
To find it for you, because it was like a mini movie. I thought I was watching a movie. And just for that scene alone, Felicity Huffman deserves an Emmy. Let me tell you something.
Felicity Huffman?
No, on the show, her character's pregnant, Lynette.
Got you.
And so, like, she's having this thing, and, like, the first scene they show is her trying to deal with the child because he's, like, crippled and, like, he's like a baby, and, like, there's a counselor there trying to help her and the husband. And she got to the point where she was frustrated. She couldn't deal with it because the baby's crying, and the baby, she's like, I can't do these exercises. And her husband has all this great dialogue where he's telling her, you can do this, you can do this.
I'm gonna cry.
Then the
already.
Next scene, look,
he has goosebumps.
The next scene was, now he's like a teenager, or like probably like 12, mm-hmm. and he comes in and he's with the little walking sticks, right. And he's like, oh, and he's telling her, like, you know, make me a sandwich. And he's like a total attitude, and she's like tired. You can see that she's tired. She's like, honey, I'll be there in a minute to make it. He's like, I'm hungry now. And she's just like, then make it yourself. You can't wait.
He's
make it
cry.
Yourself. And, like, she was so frustrated, and he got so upset with her. And the camera angles, the way they shot it, was, like, right like a movie. And Felicity Huffman's washing the dishes, and she's hearing him try to make the sandwich. And he's cursing her out, and he's, like, all upset with her. And, like, things are breaking. He's slamming the things. And they show her hands gripping. And you could see that as a mother, she wants to go help him. And she realizes that she's not going to be able to. And it was so powerful.
He's crying.
And then finally he makes a sandwich, and he goes over to her. And he, like, looks at her and, like, to offer her some.
Right?
And, like, they smile at each other. And then the following scene was, like, again in the future, where they're at his graduation. And he made the most beautiful speech to his mother, and I was weeping, and I'm weeping now, and it was like, it was such,
you're making me cry.
Oh my
right
god
now.
It was such a beautiful speech. And, like, she's there, and he's like, I would never have made it this far. He's like the class Victorian. He goes, if it wasn't for my mother and everything. And, like, she's there older and crying. And then it comes back to present time, and the doctor told her that they lost it, so she only had one.
Oh, I'm gonna cry.
And it was like the most touching
thing.
And then last week's episode was really great, because Eva Longoria's storyline was so, as Latinos, we could relate to it. Uh-huh. They were trying to get her, they pulled her daughter out of public school, so they were trying to get her, you know, her daughter, the little chubby girl who's so adorable, that little actress is so cute. So they were trying to get her into this, you know, ritzy ditzy private school.
Right.
And it was so funny, because they're there, and the principal's like, well, you know, we could use her because it's been a long time since we had any diversity here in, you know, the school. Uh-oh. And so both Carlos and her are like, oh, that's great and everything. And the little girl was like, I'm Mexican? And Carlos and Gabby turn around and they look at her. And the principal's just like, and she's like, and he's like, and Gabrielle's like, honey, you, yes, you are. And she goes, you mean we're like the people that sell the oranges on the highway? I was on the floor.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
And it was such a real great storyline, because they, you know, Carlos was like, this is it. We're going to have to, like, teach them. They can't, like, he's like, how did we allow our daughter to believe that she was white? And as they're saying that, everybody in the neighborhood is walking by. Hi, Mr. Solis. Hi, Mrs. Solis. And, like, everybody's white in the neighborhood that they live in.
Yeah.
And so then they got in a fight, because he's like, you're not proud. He told Gabby, you're not proud of being, you know, of your heritage.
Right,
she goes, it's not that. You don't know. And they gave her the most great monologue, where she talks about her past and growing up with her father, and, like, how you don't want your kids to struggle the way you do. So you're striving. Like, it was just really deep. And as a Latin, I was like, that's some powerful writing and storytelling. So Desperate Housewives still has it, as far as I'm concerned.
So the bottom line is, watch Desperate Housewives.
Watch Desperate Housewives.
You want some drama.
Watch some drama. Watch Desperate Housewives. Now, I bore you enough with that.
If you want drama, do not watch All My Children. You won't get it.
But if you want some hotness, watch some One Life to Live. Oh, my God.
Why? Why would they watch One Life to Live?
I don't know, because it's the best soap on the air.
I was expecting you to say, because One Life to
Live is hot. It's hot. Let me tell you something.
What?
Eli is like the... How many hot men... And the thing is that they're all hot, but they can act. Unlike Cameron Matheson, they can act.
Thank you, Eli. Ford. Langston. First of all, I have a question.
Wait,
is Marco gay?
In real life?
No, on the show. He must be gay.
On the show, no.
You know why I ask?
Why?
What friggin' teenage man, or even if he's 21, has to schedule sex with his girlfriend that is so super freaking hot? What is going on with this man's penis? Is he insane? They should be going at it 8 times a day.
But they would.
In every corner, nook, and cranny that they have access to.
If Star and Hope didn't move into.
No, bullcrap. Bullcrap.
I love that twist of the story.
He said he couldn't have sex with her because he pulled a muscle. What?
No, because he was sore.
Oh, come on.
When your body's sore, it's hard.
Hell no. I was 16 years old, me and my boyfriend, we could be in the hospital.
Let me tell you.
We would have found a corner to do it. I'm telling you right now.
You're crazy. You've never had a sore body after a workout.
Bullshit.
Trust me, it's hard.
I'm going to ask you, man.
I'm a horny one,
Shadow
too.
Shadow will tell you.
I love
Shadow. You tell everybody. Would an 18-year-old man ever turn down sex? And even worse, would he not be trying to hump Langston every opportunity he got? When I'm telling you, when my first love, we dated from 16 to 20. And we had sex every day, sometimes 3-4 times a day when we first started doing it. We couldn't get enough. You don't. That's how people are. That's what you do with your first love when
Girl,
you start having
let
sex.
Let me train you. I'm going to get you to the point with your soul. We'll see what you do.
No, you don't do like Star and what's his face. You have it twice. You don't do it like Langston and Marco do it once or twice. You do it all the time.
They could be doing it when we don't see it. They don't have to show us every time they're having sex.
But they don't talk like they do it a lot. They don't. Right? Am I right?
Well, but she just moved in this week, Ashley.
I don't care. We did
it
in the car.
All I know is that
we did it in the parents' house.
Look,
we did it in the
I
man's.
Have to say,
we did it everywhere.
I am loving the fact that this girl is awakening sexually, and as much
as she loves
Marco, you got to be
realistic. I think they're making Marco a little too gay.
No.
I do.
Listen.
He should be all over her.
Listen. I love the fact because realistically, no matter how much you might love somebody, they're young still. You gotta sow your wild oats. And I love the fact that
that's the point.
She's probably gonna stray.
There's no sowing of wild oats going on.
She's gonna stray.
There is no sowing. That's
stray.
Not my point. My point is that
and
her and Marco
you,
should be doing it all the time.
I hate to say it, but
she's gonna stray. I agree.
I stray for Ford too.
Thank you.
Ford is sickly hot.
I have no problem with that. I agree with that.
God.
He is
Ford
so hot,
is like,
and she is very sexual, and I'm loving that part of the storyline.
How funny was the
But give
whole...
her someone that wants to have sex with her. That's all I'm
Ford.
Saying.
Ford. How funny was it when Kyle walked in on Ford and Fish?
That was cute. I wanted to ask you about that.
What?
Because it's my understanding that gay men are a little looser about rules about fidelity than straight people are. Is
kind
that
of,
sort of true
kind
or not?
Kind of.
Because I would think that Kyle might not necessarily think all that much.
No, but I think they established that he was just pulling Oliver's, he was just yanking Oliver's chin because he knows how to yank. I don't think he was really that upset.
No, I know. I guess I'm just asking you, like, would that be cause for being very upset about something?
Well, it depends on the gay man. I mean, me personally, I'm very monogamous.
Okay.
But I know most gay men would be like, oh, can I join? That's the more
Even
realistic
thing. Even
if it was
a very committed relationship?
There are a lot of gay men who are in committed relationships that have an understanding about open relationship. I wouldn't want that. I don't judge. I think if both you and your partner feel that way, that's your more power to you if you both want that. I don't want that.
Right.
For me, it's like, for that, I stay single.
Right.
I'm not going to. No.
We didn't get enough Taya this week. I'm sorry.
We didn't get enough tail.
We got it in the first 2 days. That's it.
Oh my God.
What?
How good was Michael Lowry?
Oh, I adore him.
The only thing I just wish they would have played that scene up more where he realized what he had done. I mean, he did good, but I think that they could have had more of that revelation.
Didn't you say that he is so kind of out there a little bit that maybe it made sense that he's not too sorry? You know what I'm saying?
No, but I think the thing was that he realized that what made him realize that he needed to stop was the fact that his daughter was going to kill somebody. This is what he drove his daughter to.
I felt that
moment should have just been played a little bit more. But I love, let me just
say, it worked for me.
He broke my heart when he told her the truth.
It worked for me.
This man,
that's
you don't understand.
That's a big turnaround for that man.
This
it
man,
worked for me,
this,
100%.
Michael Lowry is such a great actor. How it's been 10 years since he's worked again, really, is, I mean, he did some stuff on As the World Turns.
He's fantastic.
But
people,
he should be on contract on a show.
I would watch One Life to Live, I swear to God, if he was the only actor on it.
I mean, he just is brilliant.
He's that good.
And for those of you who don't remember him, he was this good as Jake on All My
Children.
That's
how you play a villain. You play a villain with color.
His
don't
last
you think?
Story, yeah. His last storyline on All My Children, because the reason he left All My Children was because they didn't give Jake anything to do. He came on gangbusters with Marcy Walker. They broke them up, and then they put him in limbo with these horrible storylines. So he eventually decided to quit. And then when he quits, they give him this powerful storyline where he's having to, because he thought Kobe was his.
Oh, yeah.
And they finally, the truth came out, and he had to give Kobe to Adam. And he played the hell out of the season. He even said in an interview, he goes, if this is the material they would have been giving me, I wouldn't have left.
Yeah, we wouldn't have left. Well, he's fantastic. He is amazing. I'm so glad he's back. I wonder what they're going to do with him. What did they do with him?
I don't know, but I don't think we've seen the last of him.
I hope not.
And
he's too damn good.
I thought the scenes with him and Taya were good. The realization too, that, you know what?
She was all
I got to do what's
usual.
Right for my girl. Yeah. She was brilliant. The girl that played Danny is brilliant.
So good. Oh,
I
my
mean,
God.
One Life to Live is so bloody brilliant.
I look at Danny, and then I look at Bailey from All My Children, and I just want to smack the shit out of
Judy Blind Wilson.
It's like, how difficult is it to find the actor who can act and who's also attractive?
Hey, I don't know, but the casting directors at General Hospital and One Life to Live can do it.
They seem to be able to do it.
They seem to be able to do it in spades. I mean,
absolutely.
General Hospital.
GH has great actors. I love those
General
actors.
Hospital just up-aged those
kids. And whoever said it,
kids.
I love Kim too. What's her name? Kim McCullough?
Kimberly McCullough.
I love watching her.
Yeah, but she's been on that show since she was a kid.
But I don't care. She's still amazing
she is
to
amazing.
Watch. The colors.
No, she's really great.
I love her.
You never even saw her, the AIDS storyline with her and Stone.
I know. You showed me pieces of it that I was hysterical.
Like,
I was a mess.
I've been watching General Hospital because Jonathan Jackson's back as Lucky.
Love him
and
so
I,
much.
I gotta say.
I love him almost as much as I love Tom Pelfrey.
Yes. Well, he's at that caliber.
So good.
I gotta say, even if I don't think the person's hot, they're still good actors, you know what I mean?
Oh,
that's
tremendous.
The thing about General Hospital, it's like the writing, I'm not caring for like the storylines overall, but the writing, the scenes, the way the scenes are played out, characters talk. They had this scene between Liz and her brother, who I gotta tell you, I'm so happy that Scott Reeves is on General Hospital. They need to not have him recurring. They need to make him see this is what I'm talking about, legacy characters. He's Stephen Hardy's grandson. He's Liz's older brother, Steve Weber, and they brought him back to be,
I don't know the show so well.
Or they brought him back so that Liz has a confidant to talk about the situation with her between Lucky and Nicholas, because she's in love with two brothers.
Okay.
And this is what I wanted them to do on All My Children with Amanda. Bring Tim back. So Amanda has somebody on her side. Somebody that she... And General Hospital did it with Liz and Steven. And I love these scenes this week where Steven was talking to her. And he told her, I'm not here judging you. You're my sister. I'm looking out for you. You got to do what's right for you. Only you know who. And he's giving her this brotherly advice. And those scenes were so well done and so well written, so well acted. And I'm loving that. And I'm like, why can't I get this on All My Children?
I'm feeling a good segue coming on.
Why?
Because we've got sort of an announcement, sort of two potential new head writers. And you and I talked this week about legacy.
Yes.
And head writers.
Yes. Rumor has it that they are getting Donna Swajewski and David Kreisman, or whatever his last name is. For those of you who don't know, I'm not knocking David Kreisman as a writer, but he is the man who kind of like guiding light. He writes good stuff, but the problem is that he has no respect for the history of a soap.
Tell him what you told me, that he was tanking Guiding Light.
Yeah, he was tanking.
And then they had to bring someone else.
Yeah, he was tanking Guiding Light, and they stopped him as head writer, and they brought Jill Horst, who's been a writer for a long time on Guiding Light, as co-head writer. And when she came on, She knows the history of the show. She was focusing more on the families, bringing back characters. She got Grant Alexander to come back as Philip.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Had she sunk a soap opera before she was hired to do the job of saving Guiding Light?
No, she was like a writer on Guiding Light.
Oh, okay, I'm just checking. She was because like a... I think one of Brian Franz's resume requirements is you must have sunk a show before you're hired to be head writer of All My
Well,
Children.
That's the whole thing. Like he was responsible for Guiding Light. Then he went over to As the World Turns, which is canceled. So that's who you decide to hire.
I have a great idea. The writers from Guiding Light and As the World Turns are out of work. They're available.
Oh, Brian Franz, you're so intelligent.
Discounts.
You are so intelligent.
Bring them on.
Donna Swajeski, I have more faith in because she actually wrote Another World. Oh.
Oh, come on now.
Girl, I'm single.
Today.
I'm single.
Hey, you know what the difference is between today and that last day? What was the last time we taped?
It was sunny.
It was sunny, so all the riffraff is not out. It's
yeah.
like it's like all
it's
white
raining.
People.
It's raining. It's like all the riffraff is.
All white people. It's all nice dressed white people.
So wait. So Donna Swajeski wrote for Another World during a good period. I mean, so I have faith in her. But the problem that I have is neither one of these writers have any knowledge and history of All My Children.
But here's a question: will they go to the All My Children Bible? And respect it.
That's what I don't.
And try
that's why
to
I don't,
incorporate
I don't
legacy.
Know.
Try to incorporate history. Try to incorporate.
Because
you know,
I think that's what's hurting All My Children right now. They need to go back to its roots. They need to go back to the roots. They need to build up the main families
you
again.
You think?
And they need to know what All My Children is about. One of the reasons that One Night to Live is so great right now is because Ron Carvalhetti understood
Carvalhetti.
Whatever. He understood what. One Night to Live was about what Agnes Nixon created, what she wanted for One Night to Live. One Night to Live was a soap opera that was supposed to be about, it was supposed to be boundaries, it was supposed to be about people with different ethnic backgrounds, different socioeconomic levels. And when you look at One Night to Live, that's what it's about right now. Everybody's not rich. I love the fact that everybody's moving in with each other.
I love that.
Because that's how they pay rent.
I love that.
I love the fact that, like, what's his name? Skylar is moving in with Rachel.
Gigi.
And how Ford needs to come in and move in with them, how they need a fourth roommate to pay for that little apartment. Because you know what? That's New York City, baby. That's the way it is in New York. Four people living in a small little apartment like that. I found that to be very realistic.
I love that when Langston went to get the apartment, Skylar had already rented it.
Yes. Those are things that makes it seem like this is a real community where everybody lives and knows each other and they cross paths and everything.
Carlovati is an intelligent man. He's a
very,
lawyer. He's an ex-lawyer. He's very intelligent. But he abides by certain rules that are very simple.
Yes.
He respects history. He respects character. And he includes all of his players on his canvas. If he can't include them, they go.
Well, I wish that somebody...
Am I right?
Yeah.
Those are three very simple things you could do right now, Brian Franz Hole.
I wish that somebody at Daytime Confidential or WeLoveSoaps.net can
get it. Or Nelson Bronco.
Can get an interview with Lorraine Broadbent.
Yes, Nelson Bronco. Please, we're begging you.
I want to understand, is it that Lorraine doesn't want the job?
We don't
or
get it.
Are
we
they
don't
not
understand.
Offered? Because the thing is, she's obviously already working on it. Why not just let her be head writer?
And why not ask Claire Levine? We have confirmation that she would do it.
She was curious.
She's very curious.
At the beginning, on her first interviews with WeLoveSoap.net, it seemed like she would not go back. But then the last thing I read, it seemed like she kind of, if they offer, she might. And I would rather have a strong head writer like Claire Levine writing All My Children right now. Because I think that Claire could save the show.
If Claire Levine was writing All My Children, you and I both. I mean, I was going to say make a dirty joke, but I can't. I can't make no dirty jokes. This is a PG show. A PG show, people. We would be ecstatic. We would be so ecstatic as to produce a certain type of euphoric reaction. A climactic reaction, if you will.
A climactic reaction.
I'm serious. We would be astounded.
Oh, my God.
How much fun would it be if we got word that Claire Levine had agreed to be head writer?
You don't understand. I would make my day.
It would be like a party. It would like be like a turn of the century celebration.
Claire Levine, especially now that I'm watching the stuff on Ryan's Hope that I never get to see before, Claire Levine is a goddess.
I wish I'd what?
Guess who was on Ryan's Hope?
Who?
Maxwell Caulfield. Remember Maxwell
Caulfield?
Oh,
I love him.
Yes. I almost thought he played like a little.
Is he still married to that old lady?
Juliet Mills. Leave her alone. She was the nanny. She's remember really the nanny? The professor and the nanny?
She's real. He's old.
Well, he's old too. He's like 50 something now. Because he was on Ryan's Hope. He played this little gangster boy that beat up on Michael Corbett's character. And I'm like, is that Maxwell Caulfield?
Love it.
Ooh, he was hot back then.
I
like Grease 2 better than Grease 1.
You're crazy. Michelle Pfeiffer?
Her. Yes! Girl, nothing beats her on that ladder going.
A cool rider. A cool rider.
I wanna see OOLRIDER. I'm sorry, I thought the music was better and I liked the storyline better. And I thought Maxwell Caulfield was hot.
Listen, I'll give you this. I like that the biker was the girl and not the guy.
Yeah. I thought Grease 2 was great.
Grease 1
was like, eh.
Grease 2 was fun.
I'm like that on the
Don't
Star Trek thing.
Don't you dare say Grease 1 was odd. That's the craziest thing. Do you remember the book? The books were in style, like, of the whole movie. Yeah. Like, it was like, it had all the dialogue.
I didn't say that.
I saw that movie like 8 times. That was back when you couldn't get videos.
Right.
So I had to go to the theater like 8 times.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it wasn't. I prefer Grease 2.
I was like 7.
I like Grease 2 better. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're crazy.
I'm like that with the Star Trek. I've never been a Star Trek fan. The only Star Trek that I ever got into was Star Trek Voyager, which people are like, that's the worst one. To me, that's the best one. I'm sorry, you know why? Because Kate Mulgrew from Ryan's Hope, who played Mary Ryan, she was Captain Janeway.
It takes a real
woman to have a balls to go fire. She was not like these men. She was not a wimp ass. When somebody was attacking her ship, she was like, fire. And I always said, it takes a real woman to be in charge.
There's something I'm going to ask you that I know you're going to say no to, and I'm going to be so pissed.
What?
Did you catch Idol this week? I know the answer.
Yes.
You did!
Girl, I wasn't going to watch it, and I said, let me watch it because...
How about this? Go ahead.
Wait,
go ahead.
I'm going to say this. We need Paula Abdul. I'm sorry.
I totally agree.
I think there is a big link missing without her. It's not the same.
To quote Randy Jackson, I agree 10,000%.
Yes. I'm sorry. It just 10,000%
wasn't. 10,000%
yes. It just was not the same.
But hear me out.
What?
Pants on the ground. Pants out of ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
I love that man.
Mary J. Blige was crying. She was laughing so hard.
I think that Rodney Jenkins should get together and like do a remix of
There's
that song.
There's got to be a remix. I'm going to look for it and see if I can include it.
Let me tell you something. I thought that was the most terrible thing because you boys that wear your pants to the ground, you look like idiots. It's so true.
He was dancing. Picture a 62-year-old man.
He did a split.
And he just, all he keeps saying is pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. I think that's the words. He was hysterical.
No, I saw it and my feeling was like, it wasn't the same without Paula.
I agree.
And I think, you know what? And I like Kara. Don't get me wrong. I don't dislike Kara, but there's a reason that Kara never made it as a singer because, you know, she was originally trying to make it as a singer.
She's supposed to be incredible.
No, she has a great voice. But it's not just about having a great voice, honey. You got to have some, like, panache. Paula Abdul was a big singer in the 80s for a reason
because she had
that star quality.
You people, as much as she was pretty bad, she was pretty
awful. Yeah, she's not a great singer.
She's not
but,
a great singer.
But she was an entertainer. She had the whole package.
She was a great entertainer, and she was famous. She was a household name.
She had a je ne sais quoi.
I like the dancing part because she had the whole package.
Kara doesn't have that je ne sais quoi. She's kind of bland.
But listen.
You know who I like?
She adds good commentary, though.
No. That's what I'm saying. She's very intelligent, but it's not... There's that spark that's not
I agree, but you know what I love? I love that people that get mad at her, insult her, and say, Paula was better. I wish Paula was back.
What about that first woman who kept calling you Paula?
She's
like, I'm not Paula.
But she was a little too pissed about that. Do you think that her and Paula are not friends anymore? Because they used to be friends.
Who knows?
But you know what? Simon Cowell's leaving, and he's going to get Paula on his new show.
Good for them.
Thank God.
I just think that at this point, they should just cancel American Idol. Because I'll be honest with you, you know the other thing that irked me about American Idol this week? The thing that irked me, the thing that I noticed was it seemed more tragic this year. Like, these people that really have no talent, and yet they think, it seemed more, like, to the point where I really was feeling pity for them. I couldn't even laugh at them. It's really getting to that point where you're pathetic. After 8 seasons of seeing this show and knowing what people want, and you're going to come there actually thinking that you got talent. And not only that.
Not only that.
But this season, they seem more tragic. And not only that, but their family and friends actually are supporting them and indulging in their psychosis.
Not only are you psychotic, but
your family's psychotic.
That big African-American guy who was like, I'm going to take some criticism. I'm going to take some feedback and criticism.
And then he went all psycho.
And then he went nuts. He wanted to kill somebody.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like
security had to escort him out.
And then that other guy, the white boy, the rocker who with the attitude.
Oh yeah.
Kara was
freaky.
Kara was like, "You need a spanking." What was that about? She's like, "You need a spanking." I was like,
"You know what she's like? Who was that? Craig Kilborn." Craig Kilborn. Who's that comic? Janine Garofalo. I saw her once do a stand-up, and she said, "You know, Craig Kilborn is someone who is such an a-hole, such a jerk. You just wanna F the shit out of him." That was that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I will
like,
say,
like, there's an odd thing going on there. There's like an odd mix of like, you wanna, you know, do him, but you wanna kill, you wanna knock him on the head too.
And I also say this: in the first two nights, nobody really stood out to me. Everybody, there were people that had pleasant voices.
No, there was
voices.
A couple young girls. You know who stood out to me? I'm gonna tell you who. I want her hair. That Latina girl. That studied music in college. She had beautiful hair. Yeah, that straight sort of beautiful haircut. She had a beautiful body, like a full body. She had red shoes, jeans.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Saying she had a great look and a great sound. I adored her.
They were good, but I just...
I want her hair. She has the most beautiful hair.
You know who worked for me, though? Cancer Boy. Ooh, he was hot.
I don't remember him. I don't think I saw that one.
His story was very touching. And even they showed pictures of him when he was, like, battling the cancer, and he still looked hot.
Oh, that one guy from a couple seasons ago had that throat cancer, didn't he? Remember that guy? He had
glasses.
Yeah,
but not about this season. This cancer boy, he was hot.
All right,
And they showed pictures of him and his brother. Even his family was hot.
Listen, we got high expectations for American Idol. We are going to be talking about it this season, on this podcast, so you better watch up.
And my Dollhouse finally gets good, and it's canceled. I cannot believe how good Dollhouse is. It's, like, the last episode's, like, in 2 weeks. I'm like, now you get good when you get canceled? These shows are... Did you see the middle?
Which one? With Brooke Shields? I didn't think it was that
good. You didn't
great.
Like it? I love
you know
Brooke
why?
Shields.
Because I love Brooke Shields, but it was too over the top. I didn't believe the character.
I thought she was great.
You know who I loved? The two cameos that I loved that I thought were much better done were Lisa Kudrow.
I was impressed with that. I didn't think she was going to be that good.
She's so good. There's no one else that could pull that off.
You know what? But that's a lot of pressure. When you bring... like an ex friend, you know what I mean?
Lisa Kudrow was on Cougar Town, and she played a really mean dermatologist. And any other weak actress would have been too mean, but she like knew how to dig those things very subtly.
I love when Courtney Cox was just like, "Oh man, I was with this doctor. She's like the queen of bitches." And she comes out, she goes, "I like that. It makes me feel like I'm the leader of the gays."
She is freaking
fantastic. Cougar Town has been brilliant.
Yes,
Cougar
absolutely.
Town is becoming such
you
a show
it
about
is such
like,
a smart, well-done, good
and
show.
And it's really a show about a community. The thing that I love about the shows on Wednesday night
and
is
the men are dumb and the women are smart. I love it. Yes. Except for that one girl. There's like one smart guy and one smart
girl.
You know what I mean? Of the groups. Besides Courtney Cox.
It's a very deep show and I love it. It's by the creator of Scrubs. So that's why it is
really?
So deep.
It's really well done.
It's very. And I love it because on Wednesday night, all three shows are about family. The Middle's about a traditional family.
I hate Patricia Heaton. I still don't like her.
She's my least favorite. But everybody else carries the
but
show.
What? No,
that
the,
son, that
the
older
son.
Son.
All of them are fantastic.
Did you see what he tells his father? He's like, "Well, like, I don't need a job, like, because, you know, I don't want a job because, like, it sucks and I need to get a car." So you see my, like, dilemma. And the father was like, "Well, I have a job and I have a car, so you understand my point." And he imitated him. Because that boy is so good. I don't know if that's the way he really talks.
Or
he's creating a character.
I love him.
I love the daughter with her.
The daughter is fantastic. Yay.
And then the little one.
Oh,
he's a hot mess.
He's a hot mess.
Did you see what he was like?
He's an OCD hot mess.
She's like, I can always tell when he's lying. He's like, "I didn't break the lamp. I'm lying."
"I didn't break the lamp. I'm lying."
I love the Middle.
But Brooke Shields' character was not realistic. Come on, it was a cartoon character.
I know, but I thought, you know what? It was great to see her play something.
I agree.
That
she's
was
very
so
talented,
opposite
but it was so,
what
it
she always gets
if
to
it
play.
Was a little more realistic, I would have believed it. And that's my only problem with the Middle. The Middle is not real middle class people. The kids are great. The father is great. Patricia Heaton doesn't have an accent. She doesn't dress the part. You know what I mean?
She's my least favorite on the show.
She's terrible.
Modern Family is brilliant. I love Modern Family.
I like Modern Family. I'm not the lowest.
And then you don't watch the two on Tuesday night, Scrubs and Better Off Ted.
I don't.
Brilliant.
I don't.
This
I want to watch Better Off Ted,
this past
but I don't
Tuesday,
have time.
This past Tuesday, Scrubs and Better Off Ted were so amazing this Tuesday. ABC is smoking right now because they have all these comedy shows.
I agree.
They still have Desperate Housewives and Brothers and Sisters, even though I wasn't crazy about the twist on Brothers and Sisters that they took. What else do they have coming up?
I don't know.
The Deep End, I'm looking forward to that.
That looks like an HBO type show.
I don't know about that, but I'm looking forward to it.
What other shows am I watching right now?
What are you watching right now? Really, what nighttime? You don't seem to be watching anything.
I'm really watching ABC's lineup on Wednesday. I'm not watching The Bachelor. Not watching.
And you don't watch? I've never got into The Bachelor. You're not watching Ugly Betty was fabulous.
Ugly Betty
is so brilliant.
It is so good. I agree. I just don't
it
have
is getting
time.
Better and
I got
better.
Two babies. I don't have the time.
It amazes me that it's the One Night to Live of nighttime on ABC.
It is so good, people.
It was so good this week.
Carlos and I watched it. It was so fantastic.
And I didn't think it was going to be that great from the trailer that I saw the week before.
It's always good, though. When is it not good?
No,
seriously.
I know. But the trailer they showed didn't really do it justice. It was such a deep episode about changing and growing and letting go and moving on with your... I was floored by it. I was like, oh my God, I love it.
I'm trying to think what else I watch. I think that's it.
That's all you're watching?
That's all I'm watching, really.
I'm down to 77%.
Oh my
but
God.
But I don't know if it's going to last.
Oh my God.
Because everything's coming back full force. All right. What's that?
That's Martha. That's a man. That's not a woman. Hey, Martha.
That's a woman.
She's smoking, yes.
You said that's a man, not a woman.
No, because you were like, ooh, what's that? And I was like, that's a woman.
I know, but you said that's a man,
not.
You said it backwards.
Sorry, backwards. That's a woman, not a man.
She Italian?
No, she's Latina, but she's
really?
Gay. Yes. She's a little more on the masculine spectrum. End of the spectrum.
That's happened to me a couple of times.
She's a nice lady, though.
I was at a bar once, and I was like, oh, that boy is hot, and it wound up being a chick.
You got anything?
We made out anyway.
You got anything else to talk about? I miss Torsten and I miss Alicia.
I don't miss them.
I know you don't, but I do.
I miss Alicia, but I don't miss them. I'll never miss them.
Oh, stop. I miss him.
I don't know. I mean, One Night to Live was brilliant. I mean, we discussed everything. We discussed about it. Eli and Mitch's new... The only thing that I can say about One Night to Live that I want more... I can never get enough Brody and Jessica.
And I could get less Fatally. Oh! I said it again. No. People are mad at me for saying Fatally.
She's...
Listen, she's look, not fat. The when, problem is I don't like her, look, so it's a fun thing
I'm gonna
to say.
This. I'm going
to
say this about One
her
to
face
live.
Is a little
just, hefty. Just you guys would think that we favor One
she
to
is
Live.
She sexy, I'll
I'm
give
gonna
her
say,
that. I'll, in a slovenly
I
way.
I don't like Natalie.
in a goopy, messy way, she's kind of sexy.
I don't like Natalie. I don't like Gigi.
Gigi?
And I don't like
Gigi
John. To be
lazy.
Honest, the only time that I like
but
John.
I love Skylar with Gigi.
The only time that I like John was when John was with Blair.
I like John with Blair.
John and Blair. I don't.
John and Marty are snoozeville.
And John and Natalie do nothing for me. Please. I can't believe that people
please.
Love John and
break.
Natalie.
Give me a break.
I would say, oh, The Good Wife. You don't watch The Good Wife.
I don't watch it.
The Good Wife is becoming the new.
I don't have time to talk about The Good Wife.
The Good
I gotta
Wife,
go.
But wait, The Good Wife is becoming the show where all the soap opera stars in New York are going to be on. This week they had Daniel Cosgrove from Guiding Light as the World Turns. They also had Stephen Schnetzer from Another World last week. And then Renee Goldsberry, who played Evangeline, Layla's sister on One Night to Live, she was on this week.
Oh, I like her.
Good Wife is really impressing me. I'm like, and they get all these New York actors, like Broadway actors and stuff, to be on it too. Patricia Kembler from Loving was on it from Sisters. I was amazed.
All right, well, I got to go. I'm texting Carlos right now because the babies have been without their mama long enough.
Okay.
All right, listen, if you want to write us, email us, pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com. If you want to Twitter with us or you want to read our Twitters, I send about one Twitter per month. So if you're looking for lots of Twitter activity from Ashley, you ain't going to get it. But if you're happy with one nugget or two once in a while, I'm PV Podcast. Or you can go to our Facebook page, www.facebook.com. Look for Ashley Mendoza. Look for Jordan Hudson. Look for the Pine Valley Podcast page. Go ahead, what?
And I might be online again soon, so I'll be talking to you guys,
hopefully. Yes, absolutely.
And say a little prayer for everybody in Haiti right now.
Oh, my God.
And whatever
I didn't
you
even
can
say
do.
That.
I mean, we...
I texted, text...
They're
Haiti, H-A-I-T-I, to the number 90999.
And it...
$10 to your phone bill will be charged. It's so easy. It's not a lot of money. People, do
say
it.
Say a prayer for those people because you know what?
I did it. Carlos did it. You got to do it too.
Anyway, I just, you know, nobody should be going through this. So,
oh God,
like, these
no.
people
oh
need
God.
Our help. They
oh
need
God,
our prayers.
No. Oh God, no.
Just, you know.
It's Armageddon,
it's the human
people.
Condition.
It's Armageddon
like,
over
this is
there.
Nature,
so.
You know. You know, so
I don't mean to sound preachy because we know you all agree.
Yeah,
so.
This Friday, look out. It seems like all the networks are doing a benefit from 8 to 10 this Friday.
Oh,
so look out for that.
All right, people. Well, we love doing the show for you. We hope this podcast brings a little bit of lightness to your life. Thank you again to all of our supporters and people who work to help make this podcast a huge success, including our friend Shadow, including our friend Luis, who does all our amazing themes. Visit our friends' websites, too. Go to daytimeconfidential.com. Go to welovesoaps.net. Go to www.myspace.com/superposter of the year, because Superposter will give you lots of scoops and gossips about upcoming show spoilers. And that's about it. We love ya.
We love ya.
Here's a little something just for you.
Your name is Larry Platt?
My name is General Larry Platt, yes.
A general?
General Larry Platt.
Oh, you're a general. Okay.
I want to sing my song called Pants on the Ground.
Pants on the ground.
Pants on the ground.
Okay, yeah. What's it about?
People need putting their pants up.
All right.
Okay.
Can
ready
I sing
when you
it?
Are.
Okay, ready?
1, 2, 3.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. With the bowl in your mouth, hat turned sideways, pants hit the ground. Call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool. Walking downtown with your pants on the ground. Get it up. Hey, get your pants off the ground. Looking like a fool.
What was that song called?
Pants on the ground.